sometimes you can do that. You can listen to yourself and analyze what you're hearing and correlate it with anything that you're doing in the vehicle. Some of it just may be, you know, mobile flutter and terrain. And day to day, the propagation on 2 meters changes slightly, but sometimes it's better and sometimes it's not. But it's something to go by. And it, there's really no real scratchiness sounding. Sometimes, you know, if you have an antenna with a loose connection on it, the person on the other end while you're talking will hear the sound that sounds like somebody scratching aluminum foil together. That kind of sound is usually an indication of a loose connection. And that I'm not really noticing. It's almost like you're on and off, in and out of the squelch. Back to you, 3WZU.
Out of curiosity, are you able to hear me through here, and how does that sound? I attempted to run through Echolink. I did find the node number. The way the Simplex node works, I can't easily save it, I don't think.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if you put it in favorites, but you are sounding just fine like this through that system. Good.
Okay, yeah, there isn't a favorites. I'm still on the same radio, same antenna, and everything in my car, but at my house I'm just driving up and down the street here. In my house I've got a Raspberry Pi hooked up to a Yaesu 7900 radio up on 70-centimeter band. So knowing the number, I can input some DTMF tones and command it to go and connect to something remotely from my car. But that's interesting. I guess if it was a loose connection, I would assume it would be noisy and whatnot. Granted, I'm fairly close to this thing, but I don't know. That's interesting. Now I'm curious how far I can drive and you still hear me.
Okay, Matt, so far so good. I don't think I've heard anything in your signal, any dropout. Maybe once, but I'm not sure. It was some glitch real quick, but I keep doing it. Maybe we'll pick something out of it. If not, it may be just simple effect of your location, terrain, and propagation at the time. And 3WZU.
I know I am elevation challenged out here. That I am well aware of. So, possible that's contributing. I'm not sure what the path is when it's running through Echolink on the repeater system. I don't know how my voice sounds, but I know your audio volume seems like it's very low compared to the voice announcements that the controller does. So, I don't know. It's also interesting to me because I don't get to use this Echolink box very frequently.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm using a ICOM 2820H. It's an older radio, probably, I want to say 5 or 6 years old now. They were always kind of a little shallow on audio. You're sounding fine coming through. Your audio level is about right going through your node and everything. So those levels are good. So maybe it's just on my end, this radio, not as loud. I know out the car, on my pickup truck, I have the 857D in there, and that has a really strong audio on FM. Back to you, 3WZU.
It's not your audio, it's not your radio, it's I'm comparing to how I hear your voice coming through the either of the repeaters. It's much, much louder audio volume compared to when it's coming through Echolink, but I don't think the volumes on levels on my box are that far out, because when it identifies itself with the voice announcement, that's extremely loud and clear. So maybe there's some sort of level control through the internet or something. It adds more variables in, but I figured I'd give it a try, and I did find the limit of the range running at Gosh, I think I only run that thing around 10 watts. I didn't make it out of the neighborhood, and I had driven out of range of it. It's a box that I normally have if I go to an event or something, and other hams are going to be there that may not have radios, so we can bridge people that have radios to people using phones.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. There's probably some sort of adjustment somewhere. And I'm looking at my audio level going through Echolink, and it's right there in the middle of the road. It's kind of an average audio. It could be a little bit stronger, but I don't know. Well, there's no more adjustment to this radio. And I don't know if I want to try to boost up the audio on Echolink, because occasionally we have a few people that come in and they're super strong, and then that causes the what they call talk off, where they're louder than the PL tone can be heard and it chops out. So I'm right, it's really fuzzy trying to find that, you know, average level. And I'm probably on the lower end of that, the way it looks. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's... Maybe I can also look and see if there's some way I can adjust the announcement volume somehow separately than the other. I certainly don't want to have to go through and edit all the hundreds of sound fragment files that it stitches stuff together with to get a lower volume, but I'll have to play with it. I think I'm going to head inside, see if I can get some of my to-dos done, but thank you for back and forth troubleshooting that a bit, and I guess we will continue on and continue to learn. KK4 in DE.
Okay, I switched to another radio, and hopefully it's not echo winking too much. These two radio audio levels are probably about the same, it looks like. But it may be different tone quality. But all in all, I think that's a major note.
Good afternoon, Jason. Good afternoon, Wes. Watt TriMander. A lot of people said that it
okay if you're home and you don't have to deal with any background noise. But mobile, you know, that 2K range is where you want to be. And that's actually this ICOM 2820 and the 880, both of them had these Chinese microphones on them, and they really favored the 2K. I literally had to go in and put a capacitor in the mic circuit and knock some of it out. And the weird thing is, it's got a mic gain setting of low or high. There's no, you know, 1 through 10 on it. And it has a ATC on the mic, and or ALC. And so I turn the mic gain up and then the ALC on, so don't over-modulate or deviate. And you get rid of some of the highs on this mic, and then the hole where the element is, you widen that out to get some more audio in. It's a mod to get this radio to sound okay, but I guess we'll try, because Matt did tell me where he lives, when there's certain areas down there that the elevation is low, so that could be part of what's going on with him. Over to Jason, and 3WZ.
Three-way. Yeah, it's a little bit puzzling there, but add information to it. Somebody will come up with the right idea and figure things out there. So, yeah, the audio does, like I said, the audio sounds better on that. But, that's a little bit last night, and I need to go back and do a little adjustment, I think, on my 101. Between it and a DBX 3000 last night, and got a bit more punch reported on, or a decent amount more punch reported on the 3000 than the 101. Go back and do a little adjustment there. I think I made a little bit of an adjustment last night. I gotta figure out if that. Got it going a little bit better, so just more testing to do. But make it fun anyway. Playing with the radio. Whatever you do there, Mark.
Alright, yeah, I'm just got Wade here navigating me out of here. Taking me around, but I'm getting out. Yeah, let's see. I'm not really sure where I'm at now. But I'm coming up on Maryland 238, but I'm on 5 right now. But lots of roads I've never been on over here. But I agree with you sounded a lot better on the ICOM than the TYT or whatever it was radio. It was a whole lot better quality than audio. Over
to you, Mike. Hey, Mark. Well, I was thinking you were behind me, but you're actually about 5 minutes ahead of me then. So we're going to be coming past your route there, following your route here in just a couple minutes. So I'd say we're close behind you. So I'm glad you're able to get out of Lexington Park before all the traffic, though, please. So that would certainly change speed time a little bit. And Wes, if you've ever seen our radios here on our Yazoos, the 8800, 8900, we've done the same thing. We go in, we take the windscreen off, we drill out the holes. This one here, we had Chris 3D print us a cone to fit through the microphone hole to help us out a little bit. We've added capacitors inside the microphone. We've made changes related to the programming. So we've done all the same tricks, just trying to perk the audio as much as we can. And Jason, I will throw the offer out there that if you'd like me to take that 101D from you for, you know, a couple nights or a week or a month or whatever and set it up up in my shack, I'll be glad to transmit to you, all you want to help you get your audio adjusted so you can actually hear what it sounds like on the air there. You know, more than willing to do that to help you out. I think that's a good thing,
Wes. All right, very good, very good.
Yeah, Jason, you know, and a few times I heard you on the 101, I've only heard you once or twice here at the house, you know, when you were first setting it up. And the last few times you talked on it, it was, you know, out in the mobile, and I, you know, couldn't give you, honest, answer, but it sounded good. The 101, you know, make a lot of good adjustments on it, so, without going back and forth, I wouldn't be able to tell you in a mobile that, you were stronger with the 3000, but anyway, it sounded good. You got it going, that's for sure. And it's always like that with a new radio and a different made model, the way the brick works. So, thanks, Jason. That's 3WCU.
Okay,
let's
put on there one of these. Yeah, Mike, maybe I give you the 101D and that's the 3000. You guys can translate back and forth and listen to each other and just get my audio set for me. And give everything back once you know you got it straight. But, guys, I'm here in the driveway, so just take that through for now. Well, Mark, Mike, you all have a good evening. That's where you'd like to see me clear and over to Mike.
All right, 73 there, Jason. You have a good evening, and I didn't know you'd got the 101, so let me know later when you got that and everything there. But anyway, have a good evening. Over to you, Mike. This is KK4, you got the
Hey, 73, Jason. We'll catch you on down the log here. Have a good evening, and like I said, when I've heard you on it, you sound good. I think you can only get better. No, you're right. It's a good spot, but, you know, taxes and cost of living over here is certainly a little considerably higher than some of the others you could do to get it up there. But anyway, it is what it is. And, man, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear the wind is changing today up there. I don't know if you could identify, maybe you got a bad insulator or transformer or something like that in there. But, if you pinpoint it down, maybe you can get the right person from Spectre to come out there and mitigate it a little bit, or at least try to do something to improve the bleed. Because that's a shame that it's that bad that kills you like that in the HF bands. And I've only heard you once or twice on the mobile for the BFN, just because I think that's just because we just do that on posts, for your mobile antenna. But every once in a while, conditions are exceptionally well. I've been able to hear you. You rig sounds good. It's just you can't do it consistently. You say that you said you don't think that you
have. Yeah, and it's not a 60-cycle buzz. It's not your typical power line noise, where you have a arcing joint or connection or something. It is a recording system that they are literally transmitting a signal that goes back to their office or back to their local place. It's the meter reading system they have now. It's transmitting signals from the wireless. Some of them have a wireless meter reading where the guy can just drive up and it's got a little transmitter that you give them the meter reading. They don't even have to get out of the car anymore. They don't want to. And that also is transmitting a signal that's running down the power line. And between my house and the neighbor's house, they have that tracer line that's running. It's literally from where I sit, probably 50 feet away from me. And I can get in the mobile, drive under those lines, and by the time I down to the stop sign, probably 100 yards away, it's very weak. And then I turn the corner and I go to the next stop sign, it's back up again. So I'm following that line. But, I talked to Dwayne about it, and he says, well, you can complain and maybe raise enough issue with them, make them move it. But you'll probably end up paying for it in your electric bill because it's going to cost them a ton of money to move that wire. So, I don't know. I mean, there's really no... Maybe I can borrow Jason's 101D and see if that fancy filter he's got on there will get rid of that. Back to you, Mark. N3W, said you.
That sounds like a plan there, Wes. Yeah, you ought to try that. If you borrow his 101D. But, gentlemen, I'm going to hop out of here and just ride along a little bit and conversate a little with my riding buddy. So we'll catch you later, and I'll say 70 degrees for now. So N3KUN, this is KK4DWW. I'll be clear.
Hey, 73 is Mark and company. You all have a good, safe trip the rest of the way back over on the bridge, and we'll catch you on down the walls. And, yeah, Wes, Jason's got so many radios down there, I don't even think he's got bad. He's got this 3000, he's got a 7610 just sitting there in the box all lonely, cold, being underappreciated. Probably wouldn't even miss it there.
Yeah, okay, Mark, we'll catch you later on. And by the way, your signal's been solid the whole way. Couple little mobile flutters here and there, but anyway, we'll see how that goes. If you want to, Mike, you can borrow that 7610 for a little bit. Give it a whirl. I kind of, sort of was using it when I'm here, but it was, just an extra radio, and I got the Spike sitting here, and 7610's an awesome radio, but, I just, like the Spike, but, that issue, because it's, when that signal comes across the bandpass, it's literally, you know, with the notch filters and everything, I can knock it down, but it, until it moves off my bandpass, I just have this horrible S7F9 noise that is present there in the bandpass. So anyway, back to Mike.
I said, that's just a real shame, but maybe, it might warrant a call in the SNECO, just, kind of a friendly, start the conversation and see if they, get the right person, and they might be able to do something to help you out. It's not gonna cost you anything to at least engage them and talk to them, maybe they can improve it a little bit there. And, I'd appreciate that. If they come to Jason, maybe I can catch up with him, and I'd love to play with it for a week or two. I've got a 3000 order I went ahead and picked up HRO, but they're out of stock, so I don't know when they're going to be in. So I could certainly clear off the spot for that. So maybe I could slide that 7610 in there and try it for a couple of weeks, and get a little bit closer back to you with the damn old list. And that comes in, we get delayed and run it up to you and meet you somewhere and get it back up to rate to you there. So do an agent about it. Say something to Jason, I'll say something next time I talk to him. Never gonna turn down a chance to play with the radio.
Yet it seemed to have, excellent sensitivity and selectivity. Between that radio and the Flex radio, dealing with adjacent stuff from 3950 and that radio and the flex won out by a little bit, and as far as that, spider coming down, the 3945 guy, that's in your bandpass, and I could adjust the filters to where they went down, and it worked. Flex is a whole lot easier. You just grab the band edge and slide the left side of that band pass where 3945 does, and just keep sliding it over until they go away, and stuff like that. But anyway, I was using it one night. I was just playing around with the broadcast band, the AM broadcast band. And even plugged into an Antron 99, which is nowhere near long enough, it received those broadcast bands from anywhere from S7 to S9, and in some situations it went 10 over on an antenna that's way too short, so the sensitivity's there. It's a nice receiver, safety, N3WZD.
Okay, very cool, yeah. Like I say, we love to compare the facets, to the 7300 we have and the 991, certainly never. It never hurts to play with or try something different. Although a lot of times that leads you just one for your age. But like I said, we just hopped on that 3000, so I think we were just spent out for a little while anyway. In that perspective, but maybe I'll see if I can catch Jason one night and next time I'm down that way. See if we can get a little bit closer to it and see you there. It's a little fun to play. But I do appreciate that. And I'm going to jump out of here. I've got to run in here and pick Chris up. We've got to meet back to the school tonight, and we're going to get back over there. We'll sit back here at 5 o'clock. So not much cool down time here. So we'll be going back on here in a little bit. And 3WZ, I'm sure you can say some things, and we'll listen for 5 o'clock.
All right, sounds good, Mike. Yep. And you and Jason can work that out and play with it for a little while, and maybe end up back up here sooner or later. Catch you later, N3W6.